Hey, what's up, family? This is Studio B. We have Mr. Richard Lancaster in the building. Ah, man, this is going to be a great show, great podcast. We're definitely glad to be here this Saturday morning. And, you know, we're just going to get into some things to talk about, different aspects about basketball and life and everything. How you doing today, Richard?
I'm doing fine, Brian. Appreciate you having me out this morning.
Oh, man, I appreciate you being here. It's always an honor, always. Yes, sir. So, man, at the start of this, you said, you know, you were dreaming when you wrote this. What does that actually mean?
Well, you know, Brian, this program that I hope to put together, and, you know, and I appreciate you being involved in this effort, you know, we're calling it Beyond Winning. It's really an idea that really started with a question that I had, really concerning, you know, coaching and coaching from the perspective of, you know, how do they develop the young person, you know, and what are the things that a coach tries to accomplish, you know, what are the strategies, okay. What's the philosophy, you know, what's the intent behind coaching. So I hope to, you know, get a number of coaches on, and that's what we'll talk about.
Oh, okay, great, awesome. So who is this program for?
Well, you know, I think that the program one is would be for maybe the young coach just getting into the game. You know, some of the things that they need to be thinking about. I hope it's for, you know, a young person that's just out there really looking for some guidance, whether you're an athlete or not.
Okay.
I hope that other coaches, you know, coaches that are in the game now, coaches that that have been around for a while, coach a number of players at all different kind of levels,
right.
Both men and
right.
women,
right.
And are the two, you know, core coaches that this thing is going to be built around are really Hall of Fame type coaches.
Oh, awesome.
That, you know, in the local basketball scene that have coached at really a high level, both in high school, AAU. You know, they've got several players that sent many players to, you know, all levels of the college game.
Awesome.
Some that you would recognize, and some that have been in the pros and that are in the pros right now.
So
really, it's and it's, you know, these two coaches have accumulated a wealth of experience over time, and they'll get into talking about that. And what's unique about them is that they're probably one of the few coaches that have, you know, been on the scene from the beginning, you
wow.
know. And when I say the beginning, I mean, when you talk about the basketball programs in Charlotte, you know, they were among the first. They've seen this game
grow
and develop.
Right.
And then their love of the game and really their love of community. And I think that's what I'm really trying to get at is – How has you know, their commitment, you know, grown? What has caused them to be committed? What lessons did they try to impart? What lessons did they impart? You know, bringing out the best in some of these young people,
right, right.
To go on, and not necessarily, and I'm not necessarily talking about going on to play professionally. I'm talking about, you know, imparting the tools, character, the
yeah,
tools that
definitely.
You can use in life, you know, so that you can deal with, you know, life.
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, basketball, sports, any athletic, you know, skill is something that you definitely can apply to your life, you know, so, and coaches are more just as influential as, you know, like we had spoke earlier about pastors and other leaders and stuff in the community, because you're directly dealing with, you know, these kids and these young adults and these parents, you know, and these parents that want their children to be great and you know, not knowing how to go about it, you know. So That's definitely a, you know, an important thing that's needed in the community.
Yeah, and it's like you were alluding to earlier. You asked me a question like who the program is for. I you know, one key ingredient is parents.
Right.
You know, because coaching, you know, when coaching is done right and when parenting is done right, you know, they working together. You know, it's
success.
Like, you know, it's like several different roles that are being played,
right,
that are really important to the development of youth in general, our youth in particular.
Right.
So not only is it, you know, it, not only is the coach, you know, it's the parent, you know, it's probably, you know, some spiritual leader. It was almost like, you know, when Cedric the Entertainer was talking in Barbershop, you know, he said, yeah, the barber, you know, the barber is a lot of things, you know, he's, yeah, your style coach, he's your advisor, yeah, you know, he's your therapist, yeah, you know, he's a, you know, he's
kind of like life, the locker room a little bit, you know,
locker,
you
get, yeah, exactly,
you get a little bit of everything in the barbershop, and you get a little bit of everything, yeah, in the locker room, so,
yeah,
perfect, perfect.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, and that's what I'm hoping to do with this program. And you know, the other thing too is that what I've seen over my time in the, you know, in being involved in the game is that there's just a lot of wisdom out there. You know, there's a lot of wisdom out there. I mean, the coaches that I've identified are the coaches that, you know, I've had experience with. But when you look at the history of the game, you know, and particularly in West Charlotte, there's some legendary,
man,
coaches that are over there, okay?
Legendary coaches, the, players,
yeah,
man.
You know, that's a possibility. I think that, you know, I think that if we could somehow or another reach out and get them on, and or get to some of the, you know, we're going to talk about these guys that I'm talking about have coached some of their players,
right?
You know, from that standpoint, but that wisdom, you know, that intelligence, you know, that strategy that they brought to the, you know, to the game,
definitely,
and it's out there, you know, their legacy is out there in the community, and so going back to the original question, I mean, I'm just, you know, like, I just had a question.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to answer a question. So,
Provoke the thought.
Like
exactly,
I said, you know,
exactly.
I was dreaming when I wrote this.
Yeah.
You know, please excuse me if I go astray. You know, I'm, you know, giving a shout out to the man Prince.
Yeah,
but,
definitely.
You know, but that's all, you know, that's all we were trying to do.
Definitely, definitely, man. So I definitely believe that this is going to be an amazing podcast. I know that we have some amazing people. You know, Rich is an amazing guy, and all the coaches are definitely going to be amazing. And you know, like you said, get some players and get some referees and things like that. And get some parents in here, too, to speak on their behalf and how they feel. You know, things could be better and how they feel they can do better as parents and getting things to, you know, come together as a community, man, because the main purpose is, you know, not really about getting kids into school or anything like that. It's about building good character, making them be able to be good functioning individuals in the world if basketball doesn't work out, you know, and that's what it's about, you know, at the end of the day.
Well, and you know, and just to add to what you're saying there is, I don't know. I can't tell you whether a kid is got enough talent, skill, and got the work ethic to make it all the way. Because I've seen some players that I thought for surely they were going to get there.
And didn't.
Yeah. And then I've seen some players that, I didn't know that they would blow up the way that they did,
you know, from
that end. So I don't know. But what I do know is, okay, is that if they're fortunate enough, the likelihood is that they're only going to be in that game at the pro level 3 to 5 years maybe. So then here it is. You got a young person that's 27, 28, 29 years old. What are they going to do for the rest of their life? You know, because even though – you know, even though they may have, you know, garnered enough resources over that time period, you know, six figures, seven figures, you know, will that, you know, the probability that that will last you for the next 30 years, you know, you got to be pretty savvy,
exactly,
you know, along those lines. So you got to have some other tools, you the tools to develop that resilience, because as we all know, life will knock us down, and we have to have, you know, we have to have some way, shape, or form,
exactly,
to get up and get back in the game. So these are the things that when I say beyond winning, when I say beyond the X's and O's,
right,
okay, These are what I hope to the insight that I hope to gain from some of these from some of these men and probably be some women to say, you know, to put that out there, because and now that we have the technology that we can, you know, we can put that out there and put that out there in a way that, hey, a young person who, you know, has a bad day at school, or a bad day in the neighborhood,
or a bad game.
Has a bad game,
right.
Or, you know, doesn't do well on the test, you know, something along those lines. And if somebody turns them on and says, hey, man, you know, I heard this. You know, why don't you listen to this for a minute?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
It puts me in a mind state of like that old D. Wade commercial. You know, you fall down seven times, you get up eight.
Right.
You know,
right.
So it's, and that's a good basketball saying, you know, good for athlete. That's something that registers, because, you know, and ultimately in all the messages and all the, you know, broadcasting that we do here, we want to impart in the kids that and impart in the young adults that, you know, just keep pushing.
Right.
Just keep pushing. Don't stop. If basketball doesn't work out, don't stop. You know, you might not play basketball at that high level that you wanted to play at, but you finish college and you'll be able to coach at the school that you played at. And that's, I'm sure that's a great honor, you know, honorable feeling as well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, to play at, you know, at a level, you know, at a high level, whether you're in high school, you know, whether you get to participate in college. You know, it's fun. Don't, you know,
yeah.
I mean, shoot,
oh, yeah.
it's fun. I mean,
oh,
that's
yeah.
the one thing you got
oh,
to,
yeah.
you know, you remember about it. It's exciting. It's exciting for the player. It's exciting for the coach.
Yep. So, Richard, man, it's the tourney's going on, man. How's your bracket looking? Your bracket all busted up. What's going on? You looking good?
Well, you know, that's the thing, man. You would think that being in the game, I'd fill out a, you know, bracket and that kind of thing. But I think that's the exact reason why I didn't fill out a bracket. Because when I look at the tournament now, the one thing that I'll say and one thing that I recognize, there's a lot of players out there that I've either, you know, that I've been, you know, seen on teams.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot, and then when you're on that circuit, there's a lot of players that are out there that you see. Did you play against the team that beat Virginia? Had a couple players on there that I've, you know, seen at the high school level. Seen, you know,
okay.
They played against, you know, my son's teams. You got a lot of, you know, you got a lot of players that are from this area. I mean, we have, yeah. I could name about seven or eight players that were from this area. So what you recognize is that really. These kids are not afraid of each other. There's no intimidation factor, even in the high-profile programs. I mean, these number 16s, you know, go up against the number ones, and the number ones better be ready.
Right.
So it wasn't surprising to me what happened, you know, in that first weekend. I was a little surprised with the Virginia, but when you recognize they got a player hurt, you know, that's a factor. You still, nevertheless, you know, you can't take anything away from University of Maryland, Baltimore City. When you look at, you know, we just finished, the Elite Eight has been announced, and one, you know, I really thought K-State was going to be a problem for somebody. They were. I thought West Virginia might be a problem, but Nova, you know, I haven't seen Nova, but Nova, you know, has got some weapons.
Yeah, it seems like Villanova's always that quiet, humble beast until the tourney come and you start, man, like all year, I didn't really know they was that good, you know?
Well, and this is the thing, and I think this is the other thing you're going to recognize is teams take on the personalities of the coach.
Yep.
So, and at that top level, the Villanova, Kansas, Duke, UNC, Kentucky, you know, those teams, you know, that's good coaching. To me, you know, in this tournament, you know, there's a couple of things that I'll fall back on, okay? The team that wins usually has about three characteristics. They got talent, they got good coaching, and they got senior leadership. You know, even if they got a number one and dones, they still got some level of senior leadership. Coaches know that they got to have somebody that's a little older that can bring perspective to these young bloods that haven't been into the game. And you got, and you got, you know, you got good talent. You know, you got good, you know, you got good. You know, these are, you know, top level players, and you got the coaches that are out there, you know, that are top level coaches from that standpoint. So, you know, going back to your original question, how's my bracket doing? Well, you know, hey, it's just like when I'm coaching in the stands, man, I'm undefeated, you know, from that standpoint.
I get it. So is this program or Mal Davis or Kendrick Lamar?
Wow. Okay. Well, that's not one I expected.
Interesting way to put it, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, and this is going to be, I think, a feature of the podcast. We're going to have an off the wall question.
Off the wall.
You know,
call
it off the wall question. But I will say this: the game is like music. You know, the game is like music. So, if you ask me, you know, is it Miles Davis, is it Kendrick Lamar, I'm going to answer this way, okay? Now I'm getting to my parents, probably, you know, old school a little bit. You know, for those that understand Miles, they know that Miles was always about pushing it forward, innovation, new, coming up with new ideas. You know, so from that standpoint, you know, I would hope that this program has that characteristic. Now, I know a little bit about Kendrick Lamar. I've downloaded a couple of songs. I'm not on it like, you know, like you young folks are from that.
Kendrick
end.
Is that guy right now.
But he's the guy right now, but he seems to have something to say. And I like the fact that he is taking some old school stuff and putting his sauce on it.
Yeah.
And he's really got something to say.
Definitely.
And so that's what I'm hoping to do. I mean, you know, I'm hoping to say, okay, I'm definitely coming from an old school perspective, you know, but, you know, I don't throw out that, you know, I don't throw out the ideas that the young people have when they really got something to say, you know, from that standpoint. So, you know, is this program a little more like Miles? Is it more like Coltrane? I'm gonna say that, you know, it's definitely gonna be, you know, your Miles, Coltrane. It's gonna be a little bit of your Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh,
it's gonna
yeah.
be a little bit of your OJs. It's gonna be a little bit of that, a little bit of Frankie Beverly, you know, that kind of thing. But it's also gonna be, you know, it might be a little bit more like Kendrick Lamar. It might be a little bit more like Robert Glasper.
Hey, depends on the day.
It might be, yeah. I mean, it might be straight ahead jazz, but then it might be that smooth jazz, you know.
All right. Little gumbo.
It was like we were talking about the other day about, you know, these different guards, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that John Wall is probably more that hardcore,
right.
you know, gangster
right.
style
right.
or
right.
Beasley,
right.
you know.
Right.
But, you know, Kyrie is more like, you know, that smooth jazz, you know, that kind of thing. And
yeah.
Steph might be, I don't know, Steph might be, you know, just kind of a, you know, that light hip hop, you know, explosive. KD, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little bit.
That's cool, man. I believe definitely that's what the people need, a good mixture of, you know, sports, a good mixture of thought evoking messages. To help coaches, you know, and a lot of times this may help coaches, may bring forth a lot of things that coaches haven't had a chance to speak about, you know. So, I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to everything that comes about. I'm interested. I'm on the edge of my seat waiting to hear what's next.
Yeah. Well, I just say stay tuned, man. Stay tuned, everybody out there. You know, I hope that, you know, the topics and the questions that we bring up, I hope that they're interesting to everyone. We're interested in your feedback. You know, tell us where we might be, you know, piquing your interest, and tell us where we might be putting you to sleep. And tell, you know, and there might be some ideas, things that you might want to talk about or have one of these coaches talk about. We'd like to try to address it as best we can. So look for our inaugural program. It's going to be put together soon. And those core coaches that I talked about, And these might be people that are familiar. They're going to be familiar to a lot of people, you know, out there that's in the community. You know, you got Coach Kerry Sargent and Coach Clarence C.J. Johnson that we're going to have on, and they're going to give you their insights and their wisdom. So I look forward to the next time. And while we're in the meantime, everybody stay aware. And I hope you have the best of this day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Stay woke, people. Stay woke on all levels of the game. Again, this is Studio B. This is Just B. This is Mr. Richard Lancaster. Sports, everything. I don't even know what category to put this man in. But
it's Miles or Kendrick.
Miles or Kendrick. I'll take it. I'll take it. But look, guys, stay tuned. Stay woke. Stay up, stay alert, stay focused. All right? Thanks for tuning in. Have a good one.